This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cars in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being a part of the conversation. Be part of the solution, seriously. Don't just sit there spewing with the depending on what party you're with, what group you're with. Don't just start spewing all this stuff, seriously. You sound as foolish as they are. And frankly, you know, again, we scream about the Dems and what they do, and then we end up doing the same thing. Let's not do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch, listen line, take the poll. There's a lot you can do there. Sign up for our email blast. Send it out once a week. Let you know who's going to be in the show, what we got coming up, or who our sponsors are. Make sure you take care of our sponsors. No joke, seriously. Anyway, again, I so much do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. A lot of information I want to get through. It's like smorgasbord hour. And what I mean by that is I'm going to hit all kinds of stuff this hour. You know, I said it earlier, but I didn't give you any numbers. And what I was getting at earlier was, do we support the Iranian people or don't we? Right? I mean, shouldn't we? They want freedom. They want liberty. They want out. They can do it. And they're starting to get the guts to do it. How many presidential candidates, right, supporting the Iranian protesters? Anybody know? I mean, seriously. Elizabeth Warren? No. How many tweets? This is how many tweets did they send out, if any? Bernie Sanders? Nothing. Tulsi Gabbard? Not going to happen. Mike Bloomberg? Probably couldn't find a person who does his tweeting to do it for him. Amy Klobuchar, zero. Cory Booker, zero. Well, he's not really in the race anymore. That's all right. We want a little bit of Spartacus. He's got to leave a little color behind, right? Pete Buttigieg, zero. Right? Now, Joe Biden spoke out, and not so much in support of the Iranian people, but, you know, about Iran just trying to find peace for the Iranian people. Right? Really, seriously, think about this. If they're really for the people, if they're so focused on hating on Trump, they can't get past it. That's how nuts these people are. And I do mean that. That's how nuts these people are. Virginia wants to close non-government gun ranges. Right? They want to create ammo-free zones. They actually want to create, which is really funny, for this state in particular, they want to create a total no-gun state. Good luck to them. And then once they do that, who's going to protect them? Who's going to help them out? And if you thought the law would effectively ban semi-automatic weapons in Virginia was draconian, some of the laws you're looking to really do away with guns as a whole, the Central Assembly isn't done shredding your Second Amendment yet. They've got a whole bunch more in store for you. They got a whole bunch more they want to think through to nail you with. Right? I mean, these guys are amazing. They hate you so much that they want to take your guns away anyways. And I love it because you hear people say, like I was questioned today, the problem with you Republicans is you keep saying they're coming to get your guns. Hello? Have you been to Virginia? California's next. You watch. California's watching Virginia to see what happens. Their new bill, HB 567, it ensures that gun ranges are government-owned only. Does that mean they're going to take over the ones that aren't owned? Will they have to sell them? Will they get top dollar for them? It'll blow not only the gun owners, but also the small business owners, HB 567. It would allow many indoor gun ranges that are not owned by state government, right? I'm sorry in case you didn't hear me because I said it pretty fast. It would outlaw many indoor gun ranges that are not owned by the state government. What's more, the private ranges allowed would have to cater to law enforcement as their primary clientele. And they're not done yet. The gun ranges would serve as data collection points. Well, what do you think that means? Look, there's a gun club here close to me, where I live. I've talked to the owners there several times. They're way down in business because of the regulations here in California. Right? They've got the regulations that they have, not just about guns and what have you, but you've got the Air Quality Management District out here, which is the same as the EPA, only much more powerful, much more draconian, much more liberal. I mean, they want these people to pick up every shell, every lead bullet, everything on the grounds at the place because they don't want the grounds to be contaminated. Now, the text of the summary from Virginia is, as usually the section indoor shooting range means, any fully enclosed indoor area or facility designed for the use of rifle, shotguns, pistols, silhouette, skeet, trap, and or black powder. It's unlawful to operate an indoor shooting range in any building not owned or leased by the Commonwealth or the federal government. Unless fewer than 50 employees work in that building, not 50 less that you have less than 50 employees, but that actually work in the building. 90% of the users of the indoor shooting range are law enforcement officers. I mean, this is just crazy. We'll go through more of this on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Back. It is the same old story, no question about it. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, for those of you who watch on Facebook and you kind of complain about, you know what, head over to the website. There's a constant feed there. You know, Facebook just loves to have fun with us. Put it that way. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting you, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Right? And I do want you to be part of the solution, if you would. And there is a lot happening out there. A lot of news happening out there. Can't keep up with it all. And you guys know, some of you who've known me for a long time, you know that I hate doing just nothing but political stories. They get boring after a while. Everybody's doing them. So what you want to do is I want to mix it up with some of this crazy stuff. And I mean crazy stuff. Once you know what's going on out there, once you hear and see some of these stories, you're going to scratch your head and go, my God, I can't believe this. No, they can't be real. But they are. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Anybody know Stacey Abrams is still complaining about how she won? She's really, truly the Georgia governor. She won. But, because what was it, stolen by, what did she say, 52,000 votes? She actually does. She believes that she won the race, but there were 52,000 votes stolen from her. 52, I keep saying that because I want you to hear it, 52,000 votes stolen from her. God, how about just I lost? I couldn't connect. People didn't vote for me. I lost. That simple. How about a little trip down memory lane? What do you think? Right? Remember when the Obama administration said that the Iran deal wasn't even, they said it, not me, they said it, wasn't even a signed document. Right? November 2015, State Department sent a letter to then-Representative Mike Pompeo that severely undercuts the notion that the Iran deal represented any form of binding American commitment. Right? Seriously. We don't have to, they didn't have to have anything signed. Whatever they said was law, remember? Turns out that the Obama administration not only acknowledged that the deal wasn't really a treaty, but it also admitted that it wasn't an executed agreement. Right? It wasn't a signed document. Here's some of the paragraphs out of the document, because I love this. I love how they talk about how we pulled out of this something that we weren't even part of anyway. There wasn't approval on it. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA, it's not a treaty or an executive agreement. It's not. This is from the Obama administration. This is their words, not mine, okay? Just so we're clear. It's not a signed document. The JCPOA reflects political commitments between Iran, the P5 plus one, United States, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Russia, and China, and the European Union. As you know, the United States' long-standing practice of addressing sensitive problems in negotiations that culminate in political commitments. Again, remember, this is President Obama at the time. The success of the JCPOA will depend not on whether it's legally binding or even signed for that matter, but rather on the extensive verification measures that we have put in place, as well as Iran's understanding that we have the capacity to reimpose and ramp up our sanctions if Iran does not meet its commitments. I don't want to read we have the entire letter, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just thought that was interesting. We have an extensive verification measure, which shows you why these people are so confused. What do they consider extensive? What did they consider extensive? Was it the fact that you had to give Iran 21-day notice that you were coming to inspect their facilities? Was that the extensive thing he was talking about? Or maybe, no, that wasn't it. Maybe it was they could refuse to let you on the property and hand you a soil sample. Was that the extensive part of all of this? They could refuse to let you on altogether. I mean, think about it. And then the threat is, they'll reimpose sanctions if you don't fall in line. They hadn't fallen in line. They would think they were doing it without. There is no way in God's creation that they can ramp up to weapons grade uranium in a matter of weeks when they decide they're out of the game. They're out of the program as a whole. Unless they were already doing things. The Iran deal was no sacred American commitment. It was simply the action of one administration. They got with other allies, yeah, they got with other nations. right? They were, and those other nations do. We were skeptical of the plan, the country as a whole. And it was simply more than anything else. It was a political commitment. They kind of hoped that everybody would forget about it, knew that the agreement was in place, but that it hadn't really been ratified. As Joel Gerk reported in 2015, he was a reporter, President Obama didn't require Iranian leaders to sign the nuclear deal. Well, then how's an agreement from both sides? In short, he said there was nothing truly binding about the deal. From its inception, it existed only so long as it was politically and strategically expedient for relevant parties. Again, it wasn't a binding agreement. It wasn't voted on. It wasn't taken up by either house. Now, again, let's not forget that the justification for the deal was entirely faith-based belief that it could, you know, it could represent a turning point in American-Iranian relationships. Now, as they were signing that, as they were getting their money, as things were happening in Iran at the time, they were screaming death to America. Is that a change in why they loved us before? Oblamo hoped that it would maybe get Iran to fully rejoin the community of nations. But what happened, as usual, with a bad Democrat decision? Iran doubled down on jihad. It doubled down on its efforts to directly threaten Israel. Right? I mean, seriously. Put bases in Syria. These were all things that they weren't supposed to do. They weren't supposed to deal in. They weren't supposed to be part of. And if it wasn't binding then, what makes it binding now? You're right. Nothing. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Iowa, six Democratic White House hopefuls are taking the stage for another debate. The candidates were asked how they would handle health care and about the high cost of prescription medication. Senator Bernie Sanders.
We are finally going to have to stand up to the health care industry and end hundreds of billions of dollars of waste and profiteering.
Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Let's let the contracts out, put the contracts out, so that we can put more generic drugs out there and drive down those prices. This is a way to make markets work.
Democratic activist Tom Steyer.
Between what Senator Warren and Senator Sanders said, it's clear. There are two problems. We're spending way too much because corporations own the system, and we're not negotiating against those corporations.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. And yes, somebody reminded me I jumped a story. I apologize. It's all right, though, because it's all the same. No, really, seriously, it's the story's about the Virginia legislature and how they now want to close all non-government gun ranges or take them over, have the government take them over, and then create ammo-free zones. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send any comments you got, anything you want, stories you want to send me, or anything along those lines, send them to Joe at TheRealSide.com, Joe at TheRealSide.com. And take a look and see what I can do. So the caveats that they're putting up for these non-government gun ranges, or ranges, they're gonna end up taking them over. Just like what happened in a socialist nation. Right? You're looking at an indoor shooting range. They want to make sure that the indoor shooting ranges maintain the log of each user's name, phone number, address, and the law enforcement agency where such user is employed. Right? The indoor shooting range verifies each user identify and address by requiring all users to present a government-issued photo ID. Except if you're going to vote. Then you don't have to show any of that. There's something wrong with these people. But I want you to think about that. They're going to start confiscating, start taking your business away from you. Now, if it makes it to the Supreme Court, it'll never go. It'll never fly. But they're wasting your tax dollars and my tax dollars in even putting this forward for the government to have to look at. That's how I see it. So very small indoor gun ranges, they might be able to continue to operate. But the large high-quality ranges, probably even safer. They serve as instructional facilities, right? If they got gun stores attached, they could have too many employees to continue to operate if they push this thing through law. Virginia, I would love somebody from Virginia to call the show. Let me know. How did you vote these people in? There's no way they got in without telling you they were going to do. There's no way they hid this from you, if you would. It's interesting that the state wants to... They say they want to make the state safer. But they closed facilities where gun owners hone their skills, learn how to use a gun, not so afraid of a gun. Right? They hone accuracy, give them education, teach them how to use them safely. You know, a friend of mine I was talking to today, who's not a gun advocate by any stretch of the imagination, his son now has a fascination about guns, an interest in guns. I said, you know what? Instead of telling him how bad they are, instead of telling, making, scaring the crap out of him, and I'm not suggesting you make him a gun advocate, take him to a gun range for one class on a weekend. Because if he's that interested in guns, if he's that, I won't say obsessed, but really wants to know a lot about it, you can't, as some have told me about other things, you can't stop them from doing it. Eventually he's going to get his hand on a gun, he's going to want to know about it. Why not have you be the guy that takes him to the gun range, whether you're for or against, take him to the gun range, take him to a kid's class where they teach you basic gun safety. And that way there, the child isn't going to get in love with a gun, but God forbid he comes across one, street, at a friend's house, or somewhere else. Right? And he's going to know how to handle it. He's going to have respect for it. He's going to understand how it works. The way you go in now, you know, it's a forbidden fruit. The penalties for breaking this law would be civil, with fines up to $100,000 on the first infraction, an additional $5,000 a day for defiance. This punitive stuff, it doesn't work. It never has. Making about as much sense as the law that caused the original hullabaloo. HB 318 would create ammunition-free zones. Just amazing. It would send anyone in the possession of ammunition to prison for a currently undetermined amount of time. I guess the judge gets to decide. Suppose that, you know what I have him do? You know, close the gate, right? Close the door, count to five, open the door, let him go. I suppose they're concerned that someone might have ammo in a gun-free zone and throw it really hard at somebody. Seriously. What if there's carve-outs for the construction equipment, right? Because this construction equipment, you know, what is it, the gun, the nail guns? They use 22s, long rifle and regular. I think I've got some in the house. I mean, that thing's more dangerous than a real gun. You know, you want to put a nail through your foot, somebody else's foot, ain't that easy. I mean, ain't that hard. The gun law also includes the possession of stun weapons, knives with metal blades. Because, you know, the weapon of choice to protect yourself is the rubber-bladed knife, as we know. I love that. Stun weapons? Now you can't carry stun weapons to protect yourself either? I mean, who are these people for? Are they for the criminals or are they for the average American citizen? No, really, I mean that sincerely. No stun gun? If any person only possesses any stun weapon as defined in this section, or a knife, except for a pocket knife having a folding metal blade of less than 3 inches, right? Weapons including a weapon of a like kind designated in subsection A, blah, 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 blah. Ammunition for a firearm is defined in also another subsection. The property of any public, private, or religious, elementary, middle, or, boy, they cover everything here, middle, high school, including buildings and grounds, the portion of any property open to the public, or exclusively used for school-sponsored functions or extracurricular activities, while such functions or activities are taking place, any school bus owned or operated by any school is guilty of a Class 1 misdemeanor. So you could be caught with a some kind of 22 pistol or rifle piece of ammunition in a pocket. No gun to be found. Right? No pistol, no anything. And yet, you could be guilty. Of what? I don't know. Possession of ammunition with intent to throw at somebody. I don't know. If any person knowingly possesses any firearms or designed or intended to expel a projectile by action of an explosion or combustible material. Boy, black powder guns too, right? Any public, private, or religious, elementary, middle, or high school, including buildings and grounds, they do the whole thing all over again. They say he is guilty. Oh, they use the word he. Nasty. He is guilty of a class 6 felony. There are a few exemptions that would law enforcement officers, former law enforcement officers, concealed carry permit holders, or those who use knives with metal blades in their trades. Right? They have to have their unloaded weapons securely in their trunk while they're in traffic circles and parking lots. However, a regular person who happens to have an extra cartridge floating around the bottom of her purse, and who doesn't, could potentially become a felon. I mean, no room for mistakes. Absolutely none. It's amazing. And I'll bet you they've beefed up security around themselves. I would after this. You never know what nut job they might tee off, right? But 91% of the Virginians, not going to do it. That's what they say. Right? The majority of the counties have claimed themselves to be sanctuary counties. I mean, it's too bad they have to get to this. It's too bad they have to get to a match between each other. But I got to tell you something. You citizens put these people in there. You did it. You voted them in. Nobody just let them walk in and take over. Well, you guys did. And here's the state that, for the most part, has always protected the rights of the gun owners. And all of a sudden, in the last decade, think about it. Recent job listing for disarmament officers at the United States New York office has mainly concerned that confiscation efforts could go beyond calling up the National Guard. Why would you do that? You're going to call the National Guard out and their own people? They're not shooting. They're not firing on anyone. You're going to see the Supreme Court jump into this hard and fast. Jump us in your house. This is The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll hit some of the highlights, maybe, of the tonight's, what do we call it, debate, forum, whatever, for the Democrats. I don't know what it was. A bunch of white people getting together to talk. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yeah, we are back. Some senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, for that matter. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. Let's jump in. I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to talk about. One of us is what they're calling the Flynn Flop, which I love. Right now, remember, Flynn was charged with, I think he was lying to the FBI. And he wants to withdraw his guilty plea. And based on what went down, based on all the dishonesty that took place, I don't see why he shouldn't be able to present his case again. Or present his case, period. I mean, they had him. It's a pretty scary place to be, don't you think? When you get the government, the government, they got more money than you do. They can keep going until they bankrupt you, which is what they did to a few of those people. Sometimes it's easier and faster just to settle than it is to have to deal with it the way they do. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Oh, this is big news. Not surprising news, but still big news. Abinanti was arrested by the RRS agents. No, seriously. I've always found this amazing. No, really do. I mean, he's out there screaming about how innocent he is, how wonderful everything is, how good everything is. And what happens? He's arrested by the... Now, I don't know why he was arrested. Probably tax evasion based on how much money he screwed people out of. But I don't know that. Neither do you, for that matter, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But Avenatti, what are you trying to do, escort? Was it night? Escort, listen to me. Did he try to get, what was it, $25 million from Nike? Anybody remember? I'm sure you do. So seriously, when you think about this, so why shouldn't they nail him? But the IRS agents, now they arrested him. The beauty behind this is really kind of funny, frankly. The beauty behind this is they arrested him as he was coming out of another court case. Think about that. Come on, seriously. So he does. I mean, he took that poor woman. He took her money. But not just her. There were others, too. Then he took their money. And he left them high and dry. What a nice guy, right? Just amazing to me. Anyway. He was arrested by the Internal Revenue Service. And it was during a break in a disciplinary hearing. So they weren't even done with the hearing that they were in to begin with, that they wanted this guy so bad. And this disciplinary hearing was over allegations that the high-profile lawyer scammed a client out of $840,000. The arrest occurred around 6 o'clock outside the state bar court. Right? The state bar court. He's like, informed that he was arrested by federal agents. Avenatti's lawyer said, I anticipate a bail hearing tomorrow, too. And he says he didn't know what the details of the warrant were at that time. So the attorney left to pick up his client without seeing the warrant. That's great. It's okay. I mean, it is what it is, but great. Avenatti didn't return to court for the hearing. When the hearing resumed, his attorneys called for a sidebar with the judge. Hey, Your Honor, you know the slime bag that we're representing? He's been picked up by the IRS now. Former lawyer for Stormy Daniels, accused of fraud, cheating on his taxes, and lying to investigators. Federal prosecutors alleged that he embezzled funds from clients. He's pleaded not guilty to all these. Right? Tom Morzak, a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles, said that Avenatti was arrested on suspicion of violating his pre-trial release. I don't know what that means. I mean, I'm sure there were some rules put in place and he broke them. I don't expect him to appear in federal court in Santa Ana tomorrow, he said, adding that I do expect him to. The documents related to the arrest were under seal right now. And then the hearing Tuesday was centered around allegations that he misappropriated the $840,000 for the settlement. Yeah, apparently he took the money and bought a car or something. I don't know. Took a chunk of it. I don't know what kind of car you buy for $840,000. And what did he, I don't know. How do you expect to actually pay the... Should you have a plan? If you're going to screw somebody like this, shouldn't you have a plan? Right? To get out of town or something? I don't even know. He was supposed to be in another trial in New York on Tuesday. Oh, there it is. On his plan to extort $25 million from Nike. This is the guy you want on your side, right? This is the guy you want fighting for your cause, right? I'm just asking. I'm not so sure. I don't know enough. Let me put it that way, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. I hear tonight it was a ball on stage with Biden, Sanders, and the rest of them. They must have been arguing like crazy because they're at that point now where they've really got to call out all stops or pull out all stops. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Sanders, they battled over a decision to authorize military action in Iraq. They pit the two leaders, contenders, against each other. They went back and forth for minutes. Now, Sanders says, now, I want you to know something. While they're going back and forth, my understanding is both of them now are rising in the polls. Right? Sanders had hammered Biden for voting to authorize military action way back in 2002. He's described it as the worst foreign policy blunder in U.S. history. Joe and I listened to what Cheney and Bush and Rumsfeld said. He thought they were lying. You know, I mean, seriously, when you think about... Now, look, I don't think Bernie Sanders is the biggest liar on the field. Maybe the most confused, but not the biggest liar. He believes what he says. No question about it. The thing I've always appreciated about Bernie, even the first time he ran, I always said the same thing. I like the guy. You know why? Because he tells you what he's going to do. I'm going to socialize medicine. I'm going to tax the crap out of big companies. I mean, he goes right down the whole list of what he's going to do. You don't have to guess. It's right there in your face, and he doesn't deny it. Come on, you got to give him some credit for that. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And then they start fighting. I mean, and again, just arguing, no real solution. That's the thing I always find interesting. The candidates also clashed over whether to leave U.S. troops in the Middle East or not. The six candidates on the stage, they pressed during the final debate here, and it is the final debate before the Iowa caucus, on their qualifications to be commander-in-chief. And that's what's the fun thing about it is you look at people like, Buttigieg. And not just military. I'm not talking about just militarily. Again, a mayor of a small city got in with, 8,000 or 9,000 votes max. I think it's hilarious. Biden defended the need to keep special forces in places such as Iraq, and Klobuchar also said that she would leave U.S. troops in the region. Other candidates pledged to withdraw combat troops altogether. They didn't have any real plans to do it. No way to talk about how they're going to shore it up and what kind of damage it would do to the area. Funny, I think some of these people were the same people that were screaming when Trump said he's going to pull the troops out of Syria. So which is it? Are they pulling the troops out or aren't they? She went on to say we should, Elizabeth Warren went on to say, we should stop asking our military to solve the problems that can't be solved militarily. Well, then stop sending them there. And frankly, in the Middle East and other places, you don't really have any problems that can be solved without military force there to back up the decision. Right? I mean, what do you do? Make the same deal with everybody else you made with Iran? Or that your team made with Iran? She went on to say that our keeping combat troops here, there, is not helping. Really? Again, then why were the comments different about Syria? It was okay to pull troops out of Syria. I mean, when the president wanted to pull the troops out of Syria, you went nuts. The United States and Iran appear on the brink of a war, she said. Now, think about something. When the drone went down last, almost a year ago, I think it is. Right, when the drone went, there's all kinds of stuff that President Trump could have done. He didn't. He restrained. Even though people around him were telling him to attack, telling him to teach them a lesson, he didn't do it. And he could have. If he's that much of a warmonger, if he's that much wanting to put out our military everywhere he can to show how strong he is, he would have done it. But he didn't. He didn't think it would change anything. And then when they went after Soleimani, the sad part about it is that those in mainstream media won't show you the reality of how joyful the bulk of the Iranian people were around this country and in Iran. Joe Mazzini, your host, to listen to Real Side. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for participating. Thanks for being part of the show. Tell your friends about the show. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here tomorrow.